It's Thursday, June 27. There we go. Thursday, June 27, 2019. And that's right. Let's have a chat. That was that notification that I have. Let's have a chat. So thank you for stopping by. Thanks for watching. Those of you that are watching live, those of you that are watching after the fact, I do appreciate it. So again, thank you. It's Thursday. And there's that little, I'll figure it out. So anyway, we're talking about, like I said yesterday, it's a continuation of not just chapter 18, but of life in general, because it is that important. Being authentic, being genuine, being yourself 100% of the time, being your true self, being your real self, being who you truly are. And we're not talking about what you see through the filter. No, I'm talking, you take the filters off, hashtag no filters, and who you truly are. It's who you see in the mirror. That's who you are. It's who you are when you're by yourself. That's who you are. It's when no one is watching you or listening to you or anything involving you. That's who you are. That's who you're genuine. That's your gen. That's being genuine. That's being authentic. That's being you. That's being yourself. Now, you know, some will, you flip on the lights, you turn on the camera, there's that persona. But for some, it's difficult. And for some, it just comes easy. And for others, they kind of have to work at it constantly. It's not a give and take. It's not an automatic. But what it is, it's life. And you have to work at being authentic and have to be genuine. And if you don't know what being authentic means, it means of undisputed origin, made or done in the traditional or original way, or in a way that faithfully resembles the original, based on facts, accurate and reliable. That's authenticity. Being genuine, the definition of genuine, is truly what something is said to be. It's truly what someone is said to be. So if you have to peel back the layers to discover the real person, guess what? Those layers that you're peeling back, that's not being genuine. That's not being authentic. We've all heard this term ever since the Windows came out, ever since Windows came out, Microsoft Windows, WYSIWYG. It's all the letters, W-Y, okay, WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. And don't kid yourself. Because if you have to go around telling people, well, what you see is what you get, you're not being authentic. You're not being yourself. You're not being genuine. You're not being true. And you're not being true because you have to convince people up front that that's who you really, truly are. Just be yourself. And being yourself as a leader, it's easy. Being yourself in a non-professional setting, in a personal setting, guess what? It's easy too. Because if you're being truthful, genuine, authentic on the public-facing side, then you're also being truthful, genuine, and authentic on the personal-facing side, on your side. And on the third side, the side you see yourself as. When you look in that mirror and you can stare yourself in the eyes and you can see who you truly are and you're not pulling the wool over your own eyes because you truly are that individual. You don't have to front. Then that's who you are. But if you have to front and you have to become another person, you have to put on an accent, you have to use bigger words, you have to play a role, especially on the public and professional facing side, you're going to forget one day and your true self's going to slip out and it's going to catch people by surprise because I guess then if that's when they say, oh, I guess you truly didn't know someone. And usually when do people end up saying that? Well, they end up saying that when something horrible is wrong, has gone on, something horrible has happened, when that individual revealed their true colors. That's where that comes from. It comes from the negativity side. And it's time to let go of that negativity. Just be yourself. As a leader, as a manager, as someone who goes and wants to be up there up in front, either by design, by working through attrition, or by gaining that because others see the potential in you. You have to remain that. You have to remain that positivity because if they see you're being genuine, you're being authentic, you're being your true self 100% of the time, not just when the lights are on, not just when it's 8 to 5, but 100% of the time, then you have no worries, and they're going to emulate you. Your followers are going to emulate you. But it's when you have to put up a front, and then they catch you outside, and it's like, oh, that's who you really are? Then that's where there's a problem. That's when you start losing it. That's when people stop believing in you as a leader. Because again, if you have to constantly struggle to maintain the persona in the public side, and then every once in a while that personal persona, the real you, comes out, then what have you got? So folks, it's going to be difficult. It is always difficult. And well, how do you become genuine? How do you become authentic? You have to grow into it. You have to grow into it. It's not something that you're given. It's not something that you're born with. It's definitely part of how you were raised. Because if the support's not there, or the support is skewed to another angle, other priorities, other things, then you're going to have a difficult time. Because again, all you know is that self-centered behavior. All you know is me, me, me. I'm taking care of myself. And forget everybody else. Well, how is that being genuine and authentic, and how is that raising? And the same thing in the workplace. We have these things in the workplace called micromanagers. They want to be in on everything. And why is it? Because they don't trust you. They don't believe in you. They think you're lacking, but yet they're the ones that hired you. They're the ones that have kept you around. But they'd rather micromanage. So do you see, they're not being genuine, they're not being authentic, and therein lies the problem. And another example in the workplace, and I experienced this many, many years ago, it's kind of the reason why I never re-enlisted in the military. Because in the military, you have to ask for permission to take time off. You have to ask for permission to take time off. So I asked for permission to take time off so I could get married. They said no. No, you can't have time off, because we're in the field and we're out there practicing and we're out there preparing for a deployment. But, okay, I understand that. I understand it. And I also understand the old adage of, for the want of a nail, the horse was lost, for the want of the horse, the rider was lost, and so on and so on. But we were preparing. And I basically was asking for permission to be married. That right there was the big one, was one of the key components why I never re-enlisted, why I never made it a full 20-year career, because I don't recall asking my parents if I could get married. Heck, I didn't even ask her parents if we could marry. I know that's old-fashioned, but again, same thing. I didn't even ask them, but yet I had to ask the military if I asked for permission. And that's why I truly believe, folks, just as a side note, I truly believe that's why the military is a young person's game. The military is a single person's game. Trust me, that is not a place to raise a family. Yes, sure, they had, now things have changed a little bit, but back in my day, back when my father was in the military and growing up in the military and when I was in the military, it kind of was the same. You're a single person when you're in the military. If the military had wanted you to have a wife, they would have issued you a wife. That's the bottom line. And that's their excuse. But, you know, at one point I started questioning, well, what was I fighting for? What was I signed up for? What was I giving up? So I could ask another person who's not even related to me for permission to have a marriage, or permission to ask for the day off? So back to the micromanagers. So I kind of sidestepped on that one, but back to the micromanagers. There's no authenticity with them, because one day, we're going to get you to come in. It'll be good. You'll be able to run this project. You'll do that project. And when the holidays come around, you can take time off, yada, yada, yada. And they paint this beautiful picture. But then once you get knee deep into it, you're asking for permission to take time off. I'm sorry. The way I see it is more of like, I'm just letting you know I won't be here on that day, and you need to make plans to adjust and prepare to know that I won't be there. But if the tables turn and that boss, that micromanager, decides she or he wants to take 2-3 weeks off, come in for a day and cram in a month's worth of work. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to schedule time all the way up until your day of your vacation. We're going to push it past 5 o'clock. Where is the authenticity there? Where's the equity there? Where is the truthfulness? Where's the genuineness? It's not there. It's one-sided. It's lopsided. It is not being authentic, not being genuine, not being truthful to themselves. And then you start seeing it as the follower, as the member of the team. You start seeing your leader is now becoming a different person. You see your leader now. And what did those younger ones, those younger team members do? Well, they carry that mindset. Skewed as it may be, they carry that mindset to their next position. To now when they become the boss, when now they become the manager, and they become that individual again, a carbon copy of that individual, because that's all they've had. So then they become the micromanager. There is no authenticity there. There is no genuineness there. And that's where things suffer. So as a leader, as a manager, as somebody who wants to be a leader or a manager, understand that your best bet is to just be yourself. Be the person, one, that you've always wanted to be. Be genuine, be authentic, be yourself, stick to your word. Your word is gold. And the moment you put up a facade, a front, and you use that word, and then you're just kind of like, oh, well, that was me when I was just saying that. That gold quickly turns to lead. And I'm talking about the lead that they use on fishing weights when they throw them onto the water and the line gets cut and it sinks to the bottom. That's it. That's where their word is. It's difficult, but it's also easy. You start off being yourself. Don't be anybody else but yourself. And you stay that way. And it's easy. It is easy. Any other way, forget it. It's not going to work for you. Listen, keep practicing. Be yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. And that's how you learn to become genuine. Look yourself and bring that persona with you. And everywhere you go, everything you do, and eventually it will stick. But you have got to want to change. Don't be listening to other people. They're not gonna change. They like you the way they are. They like you the way you are. Because it's less hassle for them. They don't have to try as hard. But there should be no need for trying. But if they can keep you down, they're gonna keep you down. Because again, why would they want you to do your own thing? Makes them look good. So again, remember who you are. Remember what you want to be. And be that person. But be genuine. Be authentic. Be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to the people you lead. Why? Because they're worth it. Both in your professional and your personal life. Folks, my name is Dave Garrett. This is Thursday's Leadership Thursday. Have a good evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, and we'll close out the week on Friday. And until then, have a great evening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Dave Guerra. Visit my YouTube page. That's all in the show notes down here. Leave comments, leave questions, and what else? Instagram, follow me there too. Every day something new. And if you have an Alexa-enabled device, follow me there too. I've got the Walking Leader 365. Every day something new. Folks, have a good evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.